back up in your ass with a 27. Don't wanna fuck with me. Yeah, we doing it like that. Ask fucking about that. Be like,
out of all the dating sites that are out there, which one is the worst one? For me personally, based on my experiences, on my sample size over the last almost 4 years, it's Tinder. I feel it's fake because I never meet anyone from there. And it's very weird because that was the one that spawned those dating apps, the way as far as how you met people. You just swipe left and right. And for some reason, I just can't meet anybody there. I just can't take it to that next step in that dating app. It's really fascinating. But I get into some interesting conversations. Like recently, I'm trying to switch my approach. And the way I was trying to do it is, hey, I'm not trying to chit-chat. I'm just trying to meet. If you like me, let's go somewhere of your choice. Let's meet out. I figured I'd just cut all that crap out. It hasn't worked. That's been even worse. Like, no responses at all. Oh, wow. Pretty cool. So it's always interesting when you try to switch up the angle and the approach. It's just a very, very damaged field out there. You know, all of us single people, we are very flawed in a lot of ways that some of us may not even realize or may not want to accept. You know, we might be, we're a great guy. I'm a great girl. And you're really not, because if you were that good, you'd be taken. And that's the sad reality that we have to accept, single people. We are just not good enough. But anywho, I went ahead and recently I tried to set up a date because I had an open weekend and I went to the movies. And I go to the movies by myself. But I was like, okay, let me try something. I asked someone and they're like, yeah, I'm in. I'm all in. And then last minute they tell me, yeah, I got to go pick up my kid and it's not going to work. And then they never messaged me again. So I was like, all right, you know, this is one of many. No worries. You know, as a guy, you have to get used to rejection. The rejection is the exes that keep coming one after the other. And that's why I don't put any effort in. It's like, oh, I'm going to get rejected either or. Right? I mean, when you get that much rejection, you're like, okay, I mean, I'll try, but I'm not here trying to conquer you. It just happens. And then I talked to another one that reached out to me. And we started talking a little bit. And we got into, you know, she started telling me about her process, how she goes about doing things. And she realizes I'm a little bit of a skeptic when it comes to taking people at face value. And sure enough, we got into that conversation. And I, you know, just let it be known that I take my time in getting to know someone. I think it's very important that when you are trying to meet someone and you're thinking of something long term or something sustainable, you have to make sure that they are who they say they are. And I think she was quite perplexed with that because I guess she comes from the mindset that you just kind of dive in and you figure it out. And obviously, what else is new? I get into conversations about dating and pros and cons and my views versus theirs. And again, this is what I talk about, where you meet people or you chat with people from different views and different perspectives, and you get to test your views. And it's not about debating, because you do it in a healthy way. You ask questions about their views, and that's what I do. So she got to asking me, okay, you know, why do I go about the way I do it? And I just tell her, I just take my time. I don't rush into anything. I want to make sure that someone is who they claim they are. Because at the end, we all put on a show. We all put on that resume interview type of presentation for someone if we like them. Right? We don't want to fuck it up. So we're trying to be on our best behavior. Dress like Sunday's best, going to the church. We're always trying to exude top of the line, so that this person can feel comfortable and want to be with you. So that's where I tell her that I know there's a certain phase that people go through as far as showing their best behavior. And then later on, the true colors come out. So that's what I do. I just patiently wait. I'm not rushing into anything. You know, I'll spend time. I'll make effort. Like, it has to be mutual effort. Like, I'm not going to give in to me going over leaps and bounds for you. And, you know, she understood that. Because I talk to people that they expect you to jump over hoops, you know, walk through that lava pit. And they don't understand that that's all a dog and pony show. That's not going to last forever. Any girl that expects a man to be like that the whole time, as far as calling you all the time, you know, going out of the way to doing things, that's not going to last forever. That's not. I'm not saying it's going to stop altogether, but the frequency you're getting it in the beginning, it's all a process of being courted. And the thing that I get fascinated with is that most women are conditioned to think that's an ongoing thing. They don't realize that all that shit slows down. It's amazing to me. It's like they love, like this lady, it's like, you know, like older than me. And she was telling me how she's just realizing that I'm not taking a man at his word. I mean, this lady's going to be, you know, almost 50. Wow. And you're just realizing that? Like, you don't want to be that girl, Jazz. You don't want to be that girl that is, you know, going through heartbreak after heartbreak, and then after a divorce and after a long-term relationship, after you have kids, and you're realizing, wow, you know, I really don't need to pay attention to what the guys are saying. I need to look at their actions, because it's all a show. It's all a show. People put on a show when it comes to dating. And I was telling her, that's my detriment, is that what you get now, what you see and what you hear, this is how I'll be. So I'm not hiding. I'm not giving you a false presentation. The difference is with me is that the mental you get now, it's going to get better in a year. But I'm right now in detective mode. I'm in skeptical hippo mode. It's like, I'm just, whatever you tell me, I hear you. I hear you. But we have to put you through that Navy SEAL training. And it's something that didn't resonate with her, you know, because she was just saying that, you know, you're just wasting women's time. And I'm like, how am I wasting someone's time? I see women on Instagram that follow me or that I followed that, you know, I met through dating and never went any further. And sure enough, they find someone, they're posting pictures, right, blasting it all out there. And then in a year, they're single again. And they're just posting images, you know, being bitter about, oh, fuck, man, get money type of, you know, posts and shit. Like, they're just bitter. Oh, have a drink. It's better than having a man. Fuck boys or fuck boys, yada, yada, right? And then 6 months later, they're with another guy, jumping in, taking pictures. And then they break up again. And that's what I was explaining to this person. I was saying, look, you want to dive in and not waste your time. But I think essentially you're wasting time if you're not properly vetting someone. So what do I mean by that is that the way I go about it is I vet. I'm asking questions. I'm trying to find if you're like-minded, if you're open-minded, whatever these things that I look for that I feel have sustainability for long-term. And whereas I'm not just saying, okay, this girl likes me. I like her. Let's just jump in and spend all this time together and then not really know who we are, right? Because she's going to tell me what I want to hear, and I'm going to tell her what she wants to hear just for the sake of company, just for the sake of sex, to justify whatever it is that we do. And then you come to find out a year later that the person is not who they claim they were. Right? I mean, that's just how it ultimately happens. And that's why I see like this revolving door of women going through guys. And I'm saying to myself, wow, like what? Wouldn't you think that you would want to just change the process? I mean, that's what I did after I got married, you know, after I got divorced. I said, I got to change the process. I can't go about it the way that I did before, meaning just looking for certain traits. Like I have to make sure a lot of other things are covered, because if you're going to be with somebody, it has to have the ability or the capability of being long-term without issues, without headaches. So I go through a vetting process. It's not something where it's interrogative. It's just more through the flow of conversation, through the flow of getting to know someone. You know these indicators that show you what kind of person they are. I would know if they're needy. I would know if they're jealous. I would know if they're hot-headed. I would know if they're controlling, if they're bossy. Like, I would know all these things. Just to the flow of conversation, and you go yay or nay. I mean, I had just recently one that was, you know, all about God. And she was like, you know, I can't be with somebody unless, I mean, everything else we were hitting off on everything else, on the same page, everything. But then she was like, you know, it's all about God. I need God in my life. I'm like, I hear you. I mean, I grew up in that shit. Like, you know, I was knee deep in that religion pot. And at the end, I mean, that's your personal relationship, but you know, if you want to drag someone into the church and have them pray with you and all that, good luck. I mean, you know, you should go to christianmingles.com. So So anyway, so I was talking to the other one, another girl, and that's the conversation. It really was frustrating for her. She stopped talking to me, stopped chatting. One of the things that I'm sitting there, and she's not understanding why I take my time. You know, you're wasting people's time, essentially. That's what she's telling me. I'm wasting people's time. No, I'm not wasting anyone's time. I'm just skeptical, and I think I have a right to be skeptical about whomever they claim to be. I got duped before. I've been duped before. So I have to now understand that women can put on that show for a long time. And men too. Men are known for this as well. So and you have to just test the person consistently. But I think that women, for the sake of companionship, and for men, for the sake of having sex, they'll just jump in. They'll just tell you what you want to hear. And I guess for me, that's just something, that's a notion I can't prescribe to. I know I can do it. I know I can tell them what they want to hear, because once they find you attractive, all you got to do is say the right things and you're in. But then you're not really knowing the kind of person that you're getting. And that's what I was telling her, is that we really don't know who the person is. And that takes time. And that's something that I'm trying to get. I'm not going to find out everything about them, but I have to have a very good understanding of how they work and how, and we have to talk hypotheticals. We have to talk about, okay, what if, you know, this happens? How are you going to, I have to make sure that I know how you're going to react in scenarios. And then when those scenarios happen, I'm going to have you own up to those actions you mentioned before. Because if you say, well, you know, I'm easy going, I'm not jealous. And, you know, I like my, you know, you could definitely have your fun. And then all of a sudden I say, hey, I have a buddy coming into town. We're going to hang, you know, I know we had plans, but I want to go see my buddy and he hasn't seen me in a while. I want to see if you're going to own up to what you told me before about you being okay with hanging out with friends and doing things spur of the moment. Like, you're okay with that as long as you get a heads up. Okay, I'm going to test that. All these things you talk about, I will test. And the girls just can't handle it. And my truth and my honesty and the way I go about the process is something that they don't want to hear. It's like, you know, telling them, you know, you're not really a top priority. You know, you just, we'll get there. But you can't be like that in the beginning. I have my parenting. I have all these things going on. And you would think it's common sense for a woman, but a woman just doesn't want to be told that, hey, you're not a top priority to me. Like, you can't tell them, yeah, you can be a top priority, but not now. Because the way it works is that they have so many men out there. Granted, I'm not saying equality, but they have so many options to filter. You know, they have so many resumes at their desk that they're trying to filter out. And, you know, they're lonely. They get lonely and they want company, and all these men out there throwing you the dick. What is a girl to do? But the thing is, if you want longevity, you're going to have to take your time. You're going to have to make sure that you get to learn someone through the flow of conversation. And then you hold them accountable. My problem is I probably have a good memory and I remember stuff and I'll say it. And then what I've done now is, like, you know, if I was knee deep with someone, I take screenshots. I'm like, okay, screenshots. So make sure that you're asked if you come back to talk show. I didn't say that. Well, yeah, you did. You sure did. Let me remind you. Pick. Because I've dealt with that in the past. I've dealt with people that forget what they say. So, and I'm saying, no, I remember you saying this. And no, I never said that. So you running through this different. At the end, people just want to coerce. They want their vision, and they're willing to do whatever it takes. But the thing that's sad that I realize is that how the whole dating pool, the single pool, is so conditioned to think a certain way. They really are. Like, they're really in a mindset of, let's just jump in as quickly as possible, then we figure it out. It's not about trying to fill out the person beforehand. It's like, okay, You passed the smell test. Right away, the optics, okay, you're in. You don't sound crazy. Okay, let's go in. Let's figure this thing out. And that mindset is scary because it creates a lot of heartaches down the road. So you're wasting time. And you're putting yourself through a lot of punishment, whereas with me, I'm taking it slow to get to know someone. But at the same time, if it works out, then I'm done. But it hasn't worked out. So my approach obviously needs some, you know, some changing, something, maybe. I don't know. But I'm happy the thing is, though, I'm happy where I'm at. I keep saying that. But I'm in a good place. So I guess I'm just going to keep doing what I do. But I think, you know, having these conversations with women from online, it just makes it very fascinating. And to this day, the girl that said she wanted to hang out and she still hasn't called me back, they all fade into the air, into space. They all do. And I understand it. I've seen this. This is so cyclical because that's how women work, man. They just don't, they levitate to what they get attention to and to whatever resonates with them. And they're not in the business of taking their time. That biological clock is ticking, or that loneliness clock is ticking. It's either or. So, very interesting stuff, man. But Tinder, I don't know, man. I haven't gotten any success, so I don't know what those stories are all about. Damn.